Hello, I'm Valdir Lisboa Rocha.
I am Josquin Deval. We are going to present Code Liberation and Software Sustainability, the Prospero Experience, a long journey that started in the 90s, the adventure of a text analysis tool of its creators and its communities, seen by the prism of a long quest towards a free software license.
Inspired by pragmatic sociology, it focuses on the multiple forms of expression and argumentation used by actors, on language registers, and on the identification of transformations occurring in the research case.
Prospero is a piece of software, more a framework than a single algorithm application, for longitudinal analysis of text corpora. Its statistics are mainly based on dictionaries and semi-automatic classification. The goal is to provide a computer-assisted survey of heterogeneous textual production around a given topic. It assists the users diving in the corpus with statistical computation, by showing connections between elements in coherence networks and by allowing them to search for nested patterns. Research conducted with this tool often focuses on longitudinal aspects, looking for discursive and argumentative configurations with the help of formulas, which is a kind of regex for natural language, comparisons between corpuses and subcorpuses.
In order to make this framework doing well and to get more out of it, complementary models and gateways were considered and built early on. Thus, on one hand, formatters were created to handle texts in different formats suitable for processing with Prospero. Scrapers were produced to retrieve information from privileged sources, such as major press agencies like AFP or the French parliamentary questions. And on the other hand, outputs were exported in suitable formats for the production of graphic visualizations.
As early as the end of the 90s, experimentations have been conducted not only to analyze language, but also to interact with Prospero in natural language. It led to the implementation of an interface using a question and answer protocol in French, a chatbot, so to speak, which has been used to experiment asynchronous production of synthesis of different kinds. For instance, a peer-to-peer report network, and since 2004, a daily press review, which is published on a blog since 2012.
From the beginning, interoperability with other research tools has been an important issue, partially answered with formatter scrapper.